Are you painting your nails right now?
No.
Liar.
Are my pants on fire?
Are you wearing pants?
No.
She doesn't. She never wears pants.
Not wearing panties.
Ooh, going commando.
Hashtag true story, actually. Okay.
Oh, God.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to the first edition of the broadcast of 2017. Woo-hoo! I'm Vicky Barcelona. Over there is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And then we need something like for Sage.
Yeah, we do.
Sage. And we have Sage.
Oh, I like that.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. She's like, no.
That's me.
How's it going, guys? But speaking of how's it going, how are my ladies?
Good.
All right.
New year, new me. I'm kidding, same me, but new year.
But
new
we do
year.
Got a lot of interesting
new year,
stuff
new
going
scars,
on.
Apparently.
Which we will get to in a sec, but Sage, if people wanted to contact us, how can they do so?
Well, we have a phone number that you can call, text, leave a message, prank call us on, whatever you want to do. 253-778-6029. Gmail is thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And then Twitter, Instagram is the broadcast 999. Facebook, the broad-cast 999. Yeah.
Nice.
And we actually got quite a few text messages while we were away on break.
Baller.
Oh, this is exciting.
So we have actually some advice we need to give.
Ooh. Oh, yay. Advice. All right. Let's go.
So it starts off with, hey, ladies. So I have an issue. I've been with my boyfriend for a little over 2 years, and I'm starting to feel like sex is fizzling out. That doesn't cut it with me, considering I'm a very sexual 25-year-old woman with needs. I love him, and I've tried discussing it with him, but he obviously starts to feel bad, then pushes it under the table to be brought back up again in a few days or weeks later. I know we're in it together for the long haul, so I suppose I just want to know if it's an issue I need to get over. Ooh. No, this is an issue he needs to get over.
Yeah.
Because if you can't talk like an adult and think of it like, hey, this is something that will make things better, then what the hell are you doing in a relationship, bro?
Yeah, it's weird he doesn't want to talk about it.
Like, I get your ego is at stake. Like, if a guy is like, you know what, I didn't really feel it this time. Like, I'm not really into this particular thing that we did. Then that's fine. Either you discuss, let's find another thing you might enjoy, or we do this thing that you may not like, and I'll do something that will be more up to your speed.
Mm-hmm.
Communication.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously there's something that isn't being communicated, whether it's on his part or her part. But there's just something that is not clicking or missing or what have you. But they need to find out what that is, because that's what's causing him to either not want to have sex or her to feel like they're not having enough type of a thing.
And now, is it not like what I'm also curious about is it not enough in general? Like, you would like to do it more days out of the week, or are you kind of wanting to do more within the sessions you do have? Are you trying to experiment and do more?
Like, do you want to try more?
Yeah. Branch out. Because when you're in a relationship for a while, you start to get kind of vanilla.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just kind of fall within the routine of life. Like, you know what, let's just kind of bang one out, as it were, and quickly.
Like, and I'm wondering if it is that they're not having enough sex, if maybe they do need to start trying new things. Maybe it's just gotten to a point where it's just, like,
all right,
boring.
And it sounds like he is aware of the problem if he, like, brings it up. Like,
no, she brings it up.
She brings it up.
And he gets, basically, she brings it up. He gets kind of,
and
his feelings get hurt.
And then he's weeks later.
I think she brings it up again, or it comes up again, is from what I understand.
I thought he was bringing it up later.
Yeah. Unless he brings it up as a way to, like, well, I guess I'm not satisfying you. Unless, if he throws it back in your face, that, oh my God, that is not a sign for a long haul.
It's a red flag. Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Well, especially if it's been, I mean, 2 years is like a long time, but 2 years is nothing compared to 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it is for the long haul.
Like, if you guys had been together for 12 years and it was just starting to fizzle out, then I would understand. I'd be like, yeah, 12 years.
But it's
the fact that, yeah, if he does turn it on you and you guys can't even talk about it right now.
And y'all are so young.
That's like, I mean, maybe
not my age.
Here's the thing with, like, girls, 25, once you hit to 30, it's when our sexual peak is, like, that's when we just want to get at it. And boys, that's when they're in their teenage years, which is kind of a cruel trick on biology, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah.
So guys, their sex drive is like, if you're about the same age or if he's a few years older than you, his sex drive is like kind of slowly teetering off a little bit, mm-hmm. while yours is going to start ramping up. It makes sense if that happens.
It's going to get worse and worse.
And that's when communication happens. Like, or that's when it's needed. It's like, hey, you know what? I had a long, hard day.
Long and hard.
It's like, I had a difficult day. I'm a little stressed out. And I could really use some physical comfort because I love being in your arms and I love being with you.
Yes, definitely go into the conversation like that.
Be very
compliment him up the ying and never blame.
That's and one of the things that people don't realize, and I learned this in therapy.
Therapy.
Yay. You use words like you, it immediately sounds like you're accusing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go on the defensive.
When you're in a relationship with somebody and you're trying to have a conversation and be open and honest, you want to use the term we. You don't use I, you don't use you, you don't use me, whatever. You use we.
Or even not at all.
Like, yeah, or just don't, you know.
An example was, and I wish I would have known this back then because I knew how to react. I know how to react to it now. Someone in my family said something offensive to me and I started going off and I'm like, well, you said this and you've done this. That's the fight. That's going to be accusing. But if I said something like, was that necessary? Because that hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't say that hurt me or you hurt me. I didn't accuse him. I just said that hurt. It's just about trying to reword it to be like, hey, I want us to have the best relationship possible. And I want, or it's like what needs to happen is communication here and to make sure that both needs are met. And that's all I got for you.
Yep. I mean, like, that's really all.
Yeah.
That
so
there is to it.
If you have any other bits of information about that you would like to share and we can kind of continue on the next podcast, let us know.
Oh, and keep us posted if you do end up speaking with him or if he ends up, you know, revealing more of what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And why it's weird. I feel like it's weird. Like, he's a dude.
Like, because I've met guys that kind of get bummed out if they don't get you there. But it's like, honey, I'm not in it like you are for the sex to get to the end goal.
Okay.
Sometimes I just want to, like, have a good time. And if I don't get there, that's totally fine, too.
But guys, I do love the end goal.
Oh, yeah. The end goal is awesome.
Yeah.
But guys don't understand that. Because for them, it's like sex for them ends with ejaculation.
Yes.
Sex for us, just, like, if I'm satisfied, I'm satisfied. Doesn't necessarily mean that I It just means that I'm satisfied with what's going on.
But I do really appreciate if the whole actual intercourse is over and I haven't gotten there, if then they will get me there some other way.
Yeah, like, that's nice. But there are some times when they're just sitting there going at it.
Oh, and yeah,
you're like, I'm sorry, it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. And it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with what you're doing necessarily. It's just sometimes it's just not going to happen.
Like, if I had a couple too many drinks or if I'm just tired or distracted, sometimes you just kind of need that emotional closeness.
Yeah.
Or even, like, I've had ex-boyfriends. I'm like, hey, you know what? I know I'm not, like, being all romantic, and neither of us are in a romantic state of mind right now, but I just want to have sex with you right now.
To feel you.
Basically.
Yeah.
I want to feel connected, and I want to kind of forget about everything, at least to a certain amount, because if something big's on your mind, you can't forget about it, regardless of what you do.
Yeah.
But it helps.
And honestly, sometimes...
And vice versa.
I'm just exhausted. If a guy really, really wants to do it, okay, let's do it. Do it, do it, do it. They're done and trying to get me to. I'm like, no, dude, I'm just going to go to bed. It's cool. Like, don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. I'm just really tired and want to sleep.
Or those guys that, that they can be done in 3 seconds, but they have their little methods in their head, like grandma, 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 baseball, baseball, baseball. It's like, no, honey, like, just go.
3 seconds, three
just
seconds.
Just go. Get yours. Get yours. It's okay.
It's your time.
Like, yeah, I do not mind. You have fun back there, but if I can watch TV or whatever, because sometimes I just want to kind of fall asleep. You do your thing. I'm good.
Yeah, you don't want to be on necessarily.
No, I don't want to. I want porn star Vicky to come out.
I love porn star Vicky.
She's actually pretty awesome. Usually after a lot of alcohol. Anywho, next text message. Binge listening to the last 3 podcasts, and this is what I got. Best socks to knock boots in. Smiley face. From the skinny white half Mexican.
Skinny white.
So basically, the thing he has got about our podcast is to have the best sex, wear socks. Which you didn't try. I haven't tried it yet.
I tried it with self pleasure. And I don't know if it was just all in my head, but it definitely helped.
The socks? Ooh.
It was longer. Like, I was able to, like, make it last longer.
See, my problem is I always take forever.
No, I mean, like, I...
Oh, the
I,
actual...
The actual, yeah. like, show.
Exclamation point.
The fireworks lasted yeah. longer
Ooh.
Than...
Oh, that's fascinating.
I mean, like, not by a whole lot,
but still.
You
noticeable.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I've been sleeping with socks on because it's been so cold, and that's been really nice.
I cannot sleep with socks on.
I usually can't either, but...
It's, when it's cold,
so
you kind of have to.
Yeah.
I kick mine off. I end up kicking my pants off at the end of the night, too.
Yeah, you do.
Kicking the pants.
Last text message just says, hey, Vicky and gals. So I'm sitting here and I've been binging the cast. Love it. From Agustin, the tamale guy.
Oh,
he makes the best tamales.
Give me a tamale.
Bring us tamales. I want tamales.
He does come by sometimes for the Migs cast, and he brings tamales. So
well,
next time I'll let you know.
They should be coming to the broadcast with some.
But then that'd be breaking
tamales.
The rule.
Why?
With no boys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they don't have to be on the podcast.
They just bring us tamales and leave.
Yeah, they just
They're
watch.
Only good for their tamales. They just
this
watch.
It could be like... Yeah, it could be like...
You could only watch us eat the tamales.
Yeah, no, it would be like a reverse Howard Stern podcast.
Let's do it.
Anyway,
yeah, that was funny. Thanks,
yeah, that
guys.
Was amazing. I love it. That's why I was just like, I can't. From a scale to one, even I just can't.
I made Vicky speechless.
Anywho, Christmas and New Year's happened.
Wow.
Quick rundown. How was it?
Boring.
Good.
Lazy.
That was good. Yeah. I just like ate the microphone a little bit. California.
That's
had
a good time.
The family. It was
oh yeah,
awesome.
That's right. Is that what happened to your face?
No, this okay. This actually, so I busted my face and I did it the first day of break. Which in my mind, I was like, Sarah, you're so smart for doing this the first day of break, so you don't have to come to work with a crazy looking face. But I still kind of have it 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks tomorrow. 3 weeks later,
you don't heal it's, very it, fast. It,
yeah,
apparently,
it's not as bad.
They
though.
Said it was going to be 2 to 4 weeks when it. Like, my bruise is completely gone. But for those who don't know, I perhaps was drinking. Capitol Hill has dangerous roads and sidewalks, and I ate it hella hard and busted my hand and busted my face. And I had a black eye, and I had to go to the hospital and get stitches.
Which, by the way, I saw the pictures of you in the hospital your friend took. I love that you look...
A like badass.
You look like, but the face you made, you look so like you're in such despair. You're so sad.
It was
a little
like my thug, like, and you I just like, look, threw up the rocks,
which is hilarious because you just look
just
sad.
Like,
you
don't, again,
you don't look thuggish. You just look sad.
Well,
and your friend
sobbing,
sitting there looking like
a model,
like she's like purposely like making sex eyes with a camera. I'm like. I think she's a cool girl. I've met her before.
She's so hot.
But at the same time, I'm like, who does that?
Well, and
who does the stunner face when your friend is looking like crap? That's just mean.
There was a lot of them on her phone, and like there were just even weirder ones on there. Like I was like throwing up like what looks like gang signs, but aren't because I don't know gang signs. But then like there's one where I'm just like shoving my finger down my throat, and I'm like. What am I doing?
Were you on drugs at that point, or were you still a little drunk?
Oh, I was drunk.
Oh,
I was a riot at the hospital. But
oh, I bet.
I was just
at least they didn't kick you out of there.
I know.
Or restrained you.
But the next day when I read my report, it definitely in caps said like alcohol intoxication, and I was like, they knew I was drunk.
Well, they could probably smell it on you, and
they
just
have
assumed.
To do that though because. Otherwise, like, somebody along the line might have given you, like, pain medication or something.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because, Sarah, pain medication does not work on her.
No. Like, I can take pain meds up the yang and I'll be totally fine. But it was weird because there were also some pictures of me getting my stitches and I was completely passed out. My girlfriend and I, she was, like, in the bed with me and we were just sleeping. And then you see me getting stitches, like it was, like, I was so peaceful. But then, of course, I wake up and I'm like... Is this gonna scar? And the guy was like, oh yeah, this is definitely gonna scar. And I'm like, yeah, don't tell me that. This is my face.
Well, you just asked, you dummy.
Yeah, but you're gonna be like, no, it's gonna fade. Like,
but then you'll
worry.
Be cursing his name later, say, like, oh my God, he lied to me. I'm so in the hospital.
But then I saw a doctor like the next day or the day after, and then they were like, yeah, it's probably gonna fade. You probably won't even really notice that. But I love it.
She's loving the scar.
I love it. I don't know why, but... I never thought I'd love a face scar so much. It's like right below my eyebrow. It's like, I think it's 3 or 4 stitches.
I'm going to start calling Joey Mufasa.
Why?
Because you're like Scar now.
Oh.
Mufasa. She wasn't a Disney person. Well, I mean, you didn't watch
That's
Disney
funny.
Princess movies.
That is funny. I do know that, though. That's funny. Well, I didn't know that until you just told me. But yeah, so.
Who's Rafiki?
You, probably.
Woo!
Yeah, so I ate it and then. Yeah, I ate it like the first day of break, and so I've been rocking this ever since. And then, of course, I went down to California and met my friend's family for the first time, and all of this with this huge black eye and stitches, and I'm just like, my life, cool.
Lovely.
I know. What is wrong with Sarah. Me? I wasn't even, like, that drunk either, but I was, like, super embarrassed.
You've done so worse not being drunk.
I've done worse sober, yeah. And so I was telling my friend, I was like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, why does this always happen to me? She's like, this honestly, like, there was a big, like, I don't know, you call it hump or bump in the road. She's like, it could have happened anyway. And I was, like, running.
Were yeah, you weren't in heels. You don't wear heels.
No, hell no. I wasn't heels.
But up on the hill, they've got all of those trees that have, like, all those, like, overgrown roots that break up the concrete. Yeah. No,
yeah,
I've almost
screwed me.
A few times.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So you have two personalities. I've just come to this conclusion. There's...
She's two-faced.
There's, ooh, Sarah, which is your, like, flirty. And then there's... Oh, Sarah.
I feel like I try to be ooh, Sarah out in public, and then I become oh, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah. So is this going to be an ooh, Sarah story, or is this going to be an oh, Sarah story? I love it. I freaking love it, Sage.
Oh, man.
It's too good. But 2017, my goal is to, my quote-unquote resolution.
Not mess your face up.
Not get injured and not go to the doctor. Any more scars.
Or just don't go to the doctor in general. Like, if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
Because I know there's stuff that's been going on. I'm like, go to the doctor, Sarah. And you don't listen to me.
I'll be like dying or something. And I'll be like, this was my resolution to not go to the doctor.
Okay, how about this? To not go to the doctor over something stupid that you did to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like, I... Yeah, but what if I didn't go to the doctor for this?
Then you would have a scar.
I've never just really had stitches. Like, I've had surgeries that, like, result in scars, obviously, but I've never just had stitches before. So I'm like, whoa. There's, like, you can get a cut big enough where it has to get sewn. That's weird. Yeah. Because I would just think, oh, I just put a towel on it, I'm fine.
Well, what you could have done, too.
Oh, God, like, I hate these kind of stories.
Well, my friend did. She, actually, I'm going to Portland after this podcast. We're celebrating my buddy Chase's 30th birthday.
Happy.
He's getting old, man. So we got the three B's going on. We got books, because we like comic books and graphic novels, and just regular books. We're going to bookstores.
That just got so uncool real quick.
We're going to beer. So books, beer, because we're going to breweries. And boobies.
Thank you. Can it be like boobies, bitches, and...
Bongs.
Bongs. Yeah, thank you.
Something.
Sage and I are cooler.
Sage, although boobies and bitches kind of go together.
Yeah, beer is alcohol, Sarah. That's cool in itself.
Booze, boobies, and bongs.
There you go.
Although, for me, it would just be two Bs.
Mine would be two, too.
Two?
Why? No, what?
No bongs.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Then I'm the opposite.
Fair enough.
Wait, no, it's
you play with your own.
It's a lowercase B for booze.
Wait, so you
would be
booze?
Like lowercase and then...
You'd have booze and bongs.
No.
Oh, you'd have
boobies and bongs.
Oh, you don't really drink?
You're not really the
Not
booze.
Really that much anymore.
Mm. Huh.
No. I'm starting to slow down only because I'm so busy.
You're not going to slow down this weekend.
No, I'm not. Oh, it's going to be like three drinks and I'm out. My tolerance has gone way down. It's awesome.
Oh,
my friend did a sober 2016, and so he told me he had a shot on New Year's and was like wasted. I'm like, that's really sad and really scary. And he's going to Vegas in like a week.
That's amazing.
Lord. I'm hoping that he's like drinking every day up until
that's
then.
What I said. I'm like, dude, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to die. Sorry.
But anyways, speaking of passing judgment on people. No.
Oh, Lord.
Freaking Sarah was judging me hardcore yesterday.
Oh, hardcore.
We started talking about, and this is something you kind of posted out there.
I love that.
Teased it a little bit.
Teased it. I loved it.
Yeah, except for I got called out.
We'll talk about that one.
You did?
So Sarah and I were talking about baby names. And I said, I kind of have some I picked out. Whenever I hear a name like on a show or just anywhere, I write it down. So either for a baby name or... like, sometimes I like to write stories or comic book ideas, and so I use these names as well for my characters.
Men, don't be freaked out. Girls do this all the time.
Yeah, every
girl. We've already got our weddings planned out. Don't even...
I don't, but...
Don't double
I'm going to the court house.
Yeah.
Cheap.
I'm going on vacation. Yeah, and then flying out and going on a better vacation. That's my wedding. So, Sarah and I were talking. I said, like, my mom, I told her that I have a list, and that I read them to my mom... And my mom judged me hardcore because she can't pronounce any of them.
Your mom and I are one. because like, I can pronounce them and they're terrible.
But because
I'm so curious, I need to know.
But then like her name she picked out, we're just like, eh.
Basic. She's like, you're so basic, and I'm like, have you heard yours? They're like.
But what happened with when you posted, like, because you posted a screenshot of some of yours.
So I posted a screenshot because I have three different categories.
Three?
So female, male, and then ones that could,
gender neutral.
Why would that, Just like in case you have a kid and then.
Well, no, it's just they're just names that I like that could be for
either. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But so I posted a screenshot.
I thought you were like thinking like, oh, what if my baby boy eventually wants to become a girl? So
well,
I
then how would you?
Yeah,
that's why I was like, wait, what?
You're off the deep end.
Anyways.
But yeah, so I did a screenshot of my both column, which is my, you know, whatever gender. And one of our listeners,
I don't know if he listens.
But he. So I had posted, can you guess what we're talking about on the podcast tomorrow? And he goes, children's names that pretentious parents give them.
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh, am I pretentious?
Wait, what does that mean?
That you're full of yourself.
Yeah.
Like the people, like the pretentious, like, oh my God, I cannot feed my child that because it's only 9 grain. I need 10 grain bread.
Ew. Ew. So that's kind of what like Mercer Island in a nutshell.
Basically, if I had like Saint or North. Or some, you know, Blue Ivy.
That's
Apple.
Pretentious.
Yeah. Like, my names aren't pretentious.
I love whoever wrote that. That's so funny.
You're such a dick.
Now she's going to be rethinking her entire life.
No, I won't because I don't care what people think.
Now I'm so curious to see if they're... I, like, tried really not to read them because I was like, I want to be surprised. But now I really want to see if I think they're pretentious.
Well, do we want to know my
yes.
both column?
Let's do all the sages.
Okay.
All of mine?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's start with the unisex.
So this is what you posted?
Yes.
Okay.
So the ones that I posted were Davy, Frankie, Freddie, Harper, Atticus, and Henley.
I hate all of them except Harper. Harper's mediocre. The rest are terrible.
Oh my God, Sarah, you're such a freaking...
In my opinion.
What are your names?
You
just list four for me because I want to know.
Should I do... Well, mine are all like guy or girl. Unisex names.
Do your guy.
Donovan, Damien, Jason, Joshua, Jaya Dave, and Narayan.
Jaya,
what?
Are you going to marry an Amish guy? Yeah. Like what? Jaya Dave.
My brother was supposed to be named Jaya Dave. He's like some god, I think, or something.
It sounds kind of like Jebediah.
Whenever I'm like really mad at him, I call him Jaya Dave. And I was like, but you nickname him Dave, but it's like Jaya Dave. And same with Narayan. My brother was going to be named Narayan also, but he wasn't. But he has a friend named Narayan. But you nickname it Ryan. That's really Narayan.
I think those are all terrible.
I feel like that's kind of pretentious. Like, I want to get named from another culture. And name my children this, even though my children are going to be whiter than white bread.
I'm going to name my children. That's what I'm going to name my child.
Well, I was supposed to be named.
How'd you know, Sage?
Basic. Sorry.
I don't know. Like, Damien isn't, like, heard too much.
Donovan isn't really either.
But then he means.
I've known a few Donovans, and you just call him Don or Donnie.
But like Donnie's cute, but Don like, is such Don. A boring name.
Yeah.
Basic. Oh, and then what are your girl names, Sarah?
God, I'm troubled with the girl names. I have Kayla, Crystal, and Mariah.
So you want her to be a stripper?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
I
love the name Kayla.
And Destiny on there.
Candy.
I love the name Kayla, but I have a friend named Kayla, so that would be weird. I have a name Crystal, and her name's Crystal Blue, and I think it's the sexiest name
because
ever.
It sounds like
is she
like
gonna
a
be friends with Blue Ivy like
Crystal Blue's...
I don't like the first name Blue. Don't name my kid a color, but like her last name, I don't know. And Crystal, I think it's with a K and a Y. Oh, and then Mariah, if Mariah Carey didn't exist, I don't, you know, because she's so like everyone thinks Mariah Carey. I love the name Mariah.
I love that she goes crapping on ours and this is what she picks.
Mine are like pretty but like not crazy.
No,
like,
these are the crazy girl.
These ones, you know those Facebook posts where they have a little thing that says the top 10 female and the top 10?
That are probably like, going to go insane.
That are bitches or
stab you in your
Sarah
sleep.
Is usually
those
on that
are the
list.
Names.
I don't know. I know Kayla, Crystal, and Mariah, and they're all very not crazy. They're not like me at all.
They're your friends. Of course they're crazy.
No, they're not like me at all. But
agree to disagree because your names suck.
Your unisex name sucks. So plus, I would hate to have a unisex name.
My name is unisex.
Sage?
Yeah.
First of all, I've never known any other Sages, but yeah. If a dude name was Sage, I'd be like,
that's actually kind of cool. Like,
I've the majority, so you can spell it two names, two ways. Sage, the way I spell it.
S-A-G-E.
Or you can spell it like page with an S, so S-A-I-G-E. Normally, females are spelled with an I in it, like page.
Kind of like that.
And then males are spelled just like the herb.
Kind of like with girl named Aaron, it's with an E, and guy named Aaron is A.
Yeah.
So, I don't like unisex names.
I love them.
And I don't like yours. No, I like your name.
You don't like my name.
It's okay. I don't like your unisex name.
I don't like your names, girl. Mariah.
I don't really like my real name either, so it's very basic.
All right, what other ones you got?
Mariah.
So the rest of them kind of
might as well put Beyonce on that list, Sarah.
Yeah, exactly.
Beyonce's one of a kind, man.
There's a lot of babies out there with the name Beyonce. We know this.
That's really sad.
The rest of mine are either just like super literary or they have a meaning behind them. Lucy or Lucille. My grandma was super into I Love Lucy. And so they've had a couple of pets that have been called Lucy. And so for me, it's just...
it's like an ode to your grandma.
Yeah, exactly. Because I love her name, Nancy, but I wouldn't ever name a kid Nancy.
Yeah, that feels like it's an older name.
Yeah. So we have that, and then Hadley, Olive, Lily, and Quinn for my female names.
I like Quinn a lot.
Quinn is
I
always very thought about unisex.
It was on my unisex list at first, but then I just put it because I don't think I would name a male Quinn.
Because I only know guys named Quinn.
Yeah.
See, I have a buddy with that last name. And he's one of my really good friends.
Quinn!
So I wouldn't... yeah, I have to just get knocked up by him right now. That'd be weird. He just had a cute little baby named Alice.
Aww. So you guys could have a cute one named Quinn. Sorry, I love stuff like that. Like Philip Phillips, American Idol winner.
Yes, my God.
I used to watch that show. And that name was awesome.
But that was on my list for a while. But then I'm like, I know people think I named it for him. And that's not the case.
Ew.
Yeah. Men. So Edison, Toby, Ash, or Marcel.
I like Ash. I mean, would you
Marcel?
Just name it?
Marcel? I don't know why.
Marcel, is it Marcel or Marshall?
It's Marcel.
Oh, makes me think of the monkey from Friends.
So Marcel is one of my buddies. It was actually his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
He passed away 3 years ago.
Oh.
And the time that I went up and saw him before he passed away, he introduced me to this YouTube video, and it's called Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Yes.
And it's done by Jenny Slate. She does the voice. And it is this adorable little shell. And ever since, I've, like, talked to my cats in, like, that voice. And like, I would call him up and, like, talk to him in that voice and stuff. So it's kind of got a little special meaning.
See, you can't poo-poo on your names because they all have a sentimental value.
That's just kind of how I live my life, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't do anything that doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. I always thought about that. If, like, my parents died before, would I, like, name my kid after them kind of thing?
See, I'm kind of stuck because, like, my dad, like, I could never name any kid after my dad because my dad and my brother share both first and middle names and obviously last name. But I kind of wanted to leave that open to my brother, unless he has kids first and doesn't name any of his kids that. But I want to leave that
carry down
because my brother is, like, the junior. And that's not his official title, like, on his birth certificate, but he is the junior. So I wanted to give him the opportunity that if he had a son to name him, you know, as well, if he wanted
What's your dad's name?
Juan Pedro. Juan de Dios. His middle name is literally Dios. Of God. De Dios, of God.
Oh, okay.
Huh. So it's Juan of God, belonging to God.
One with God.
Which is better than the name my grandma was originally going to name my father. Cuauhtémoc.
Huh?
Exactly.
I don't really like Juan, though.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't like you. I'm just kidding. Yeah, my dad loves you.
You don't like any names. Except for stripper
names.
Let
me read my names.
Juan is John.
Jonathan
Damian. Juan means John.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't like it still.
Yeah.
Like.
Just saying. It's just a common name.
So what are yours, Vicky?
All right, I have a lot more girl names. But the one, my first girl is going to be Elena. Not Elena. Elena.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my mom's middle name. And so my mom, so in Mexico, my mom is Maria Elena. My grandma is Maria Carmen, and then my mom's sister is Maria Carmen. But my grandma and my mom, my aunt go by Carmen, and my mom's the only one that goes by Maria. So I don't want to name a kid Maria, just because it's so used up. And my mom even told me when I read her this list, I'm like, oh mom, I didn't tell her this, the Elena part. So I kind of want that to be a surprise for her one day. She's like, hey, I told her, mom, guess what name I would pick for my first daughter? And she's like, oh, God, please tell me it's not Maria. And so I was like, well, fine. I'm not going to tell you now.
Close.
Close. But I like that name, Elena.
Yeah, so. It's really pretty. I like it.
But here are the other ones.
Let me guess, Sarah doesn't.
She doesn't like any of the other ones. Well, too bad.
Well, I'm not your husband, so.
Well, not like, yet, like you're not.
Okay. I feel like white people, like, people will butcher it if they're not.
That's fine. They can just.
Elena.
Yeah, and that's when she just politely says, Elena. It's basically Elena.
Mm-hmm. Elena.
Basically just, like, pronounce it with an A.
Or, like, it's an E instead of an A.
Yeah.
Elena.
See,
instead
that's
of
so
Elena.
Annoying to have to explain that to everyone.
No, not really. Just be like, hey, it's like, Elena, it's Elena. Cool.
Do you know how annoying it is to have to correct people when they call me James Sage? Because they automatically think that I'm a dude. And they not, I mean, like, obviously not if they see me in person.
Yeah.
But like, Seattle City Light had me at, like, on my account as James Sage for 2 years. And then I tried to, like, reinstate my account 1 year. And they're like, we can't find you. And I'm just like, try James Sage. Like, you guys have to take my, like, license number.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you can't figure
annoying?
It out that it's Sage James, not James Sage. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it?
Dumbasses.
You're right. And I mean, I've had that my entire life. So my real last name, I would butcher and wouldn't pronounce it correctly. I'd pronounce it the white people way until I had someone stop me and say, okay, is that how you actually pronounce it? Or like, I'm like, no, that's not how I pronounce it. I just pronounce it to make it easier on everyone else. Like, no, that
so
is
they
not
know how to write it.
How to write it, basically. And it's just like, no. Like, say it how it is. Like, I don't do the embellishment with the Spanish word. I just kind of, I still say it correctly, but without the accent.
Mm-hmm. I know, but, like, doesn't it drive you crazy when people butcher your name?
I just correct them and that's it.
God, it drives me crazy when people spell my name wrong. Drives me crazy.
Okay,
because you're
Sarah,
high maintenance.
Yeah, every Sarah without an H that I know gets so pissed off.
Thank
when
you.
Somebody spells
Thank
your
you
name
Thank you all
with
the Sarahs
H.
out
oh,
there
I'm
without
sorry.
An H.
So there's two ways to spell your name.
Yeah.
How many freaking ways are there to spell Vicky? V-I-C-K-I, V-I-C-K-I-E, V-I-C-K-Y, V-I-K-K-I, V-I-K-K-I-E. Get
it's
over
stupid.
It, Sarah.
It's so stupid.
Just get over it. It's not the end of the world.
I hate it. Yeah, but if someone says your real last name and butchers it, it's not the end of the world then.
No.
I can just correct them.
We're about to have
a broadcast bitch fight. Instead of Lorena.
I'm not saying for you not to correct them. Be like, sorry, that's not how you spell my name. Correct them.
That's still bitching, though.
No, because you don't just say that. You're just like, oh my God, I'm not a Sarah with an H.
Yeah, if I'm like, excuse me, it's Lorena.
This is so amusing.
I love how she get put an R in it now.
I don't even know.
She just really wants to speak Spanish. That's
but I don't, though.
Sounds like you're trying to say orange in Spanish.
Naranja.
I don't even know how to say orange. Orange.
No, like the Spanish.
But like, it's just, I'm just saying, like,
I don't know how to say orange in Spanish.
But when somebody does spell it wrong, you look at them like they just murdered your firstborn. It's just, I'm saying correct them. Just say, hey, that's not how you do it. Like, I have a plaque at my parents' house. When I was in horticulture, I was, like, one of the top students. So I won. Me and another girl won Student of the Year award.
Stop bragging.
Yeah, I know. It was freaking horticulture. What would it be?
Horticulture. I miss that, but I don't.
But she would always spell my name wrong, and I would correct her. It's like, Vicky spelled with a Y, but, like, not a big deal, because she'd call me Victoria, too, as well. So whatevs.
Yeah.
And so she got this plaque engraved, and it's spelled V-I-C-K-I. And we have it to this day hanging in my house. My parents' house.
I don't know if it's my OCD or what, but I would like remake the I
so
somehow
basic.
A Y.
Man.
Like, and just like engrave it to make it a Y.
All right, so let me go down my list of names.
Okay.
Sorry, I said Elena. River.
Okay.
Rain, but R-A-Y-N-E.
Okay.
Which
so
is funny.
Rain Wilson.
Kind of. But it's funny because we were talking about it. It's like, oh my God, like the boy with the boys yesterday, and they're like, what do you think of Rain as a name? It's like, well, as long as it's not spelled R-A-I-N, which is what I had told her, and she's like, oh God dang it, they weren't agreeing with her.
It's a type of forecast, the way you say it, either way.
Athena, Remy, Iris, which kind of sucks because I knew a girl in high school, I didn't like, her name was Iris, but I really always loved that name. Moria, Gemma.
Wait, Moria?
Moria.
How do you spell that?
M-O-I-R-A. She was in the X-Men universe.
Okay.
Gemma.
I think of Sons of Anarchy when you say Gemma.
I was thinking.
And then I think of Married with Children.
I thought of from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay.
That's where I got that. And then Helena from Orphan Black. I get a bunch of these from shows, by the way.
Obviously.
I watch a lot of TV. And then another one from, this one's from Game of Thrones. Olenna. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
The grandmother from, the Tyrell grandmother, yep. Olenna. I know my phone's dying, shut up. Anora, Kathira, Avena.
A lot of A words.
She's having a lot of kids here.
Elora. A lot of these might just be for characters I write sometime. Harlan. And then Vera, which I got from Firefly.
I like Vera.
My boy names, Luke, Logan, Wayne.
God, you just went from like super unique to like basic.
Oh, no, I'm getting there.
Okay, here we go.
Wade, Skylar, Killian, and Arret.
Arret?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, I thought you said carrot.
Arret, my little carrot.
I love it. Oh, that's cute.
And then I always loved Daniel because like I had a friend that passed away too, but I know too many Daniels in real life, and then I have a cousin named Daniela, so I'm just like, eh.
That's how I feel with Greg's name.
Yeah. But those are my name, and she made fun of every single one of them.
Except for, which one did I like? Harlan?
Harlan, I think.
I like Harlan. Harlan's cute.
That one's sexy.
But then I think of Harlan Williams.
And then the middle name should be Globetrotter. Apparently, I'm on a roll today.
Just ruined that name. Okay, take Harlan off.
Or just do, you can do Harlan Quinn, but not be Harley Quinn, Harlan Quinn, if you wanted to be something a little more.
Funny. Or, oh, my God.
I was reading. So I read this post.
I just died.
So I read this thing once on the internet. This nerdy girl, she's like, when I have kids, I want to name them after superheroes, but differently. So I want to do like Bruce Wayne, but instead of giving him the first name Bruce, the middle name Bruce,
Wayne Bruce,
and the middle name Wayne. No, she'd name one son Bruce and another one Wayne. So when they'd be running around, Bruce Wayne dinner, you know, or Peter Parker. I thought that was really cute. I wouldn't do that, but I think that's really adorable. But that's kind of what I thought.
Inside.
Harlan Quinn. That'd be so cute for girl names.
Hmm. Oh, my. I'm curious to see what the listeners think and whose list is the best. What are your favorite names?
Maybe we should like put all the lists side by side. And
yeah, well, just send them to me. I'll post them.
And just say who's winning at life. And want to know, like, what are your favorite boy or girl names?
Yeah. Or what have you named your kids?
Because I feel like we
unique.
All need to start over.
It works out that, you know, none of us are having any babies anytime soon.
And
so.
And Thomas, if you're listening with the bland name.
Yeah, Thomas, your name ain't popping.
I want to know Tommy, what Tommy's your cute. Names would be.
And if they're not pretentious. Did I say it right?
Good job, Sarah.
Pretentious?
Word of the day.
Pretentious.
What is it?
Pretentious.
Pretentious.
I'm sending them to you right now.
Oh, Lord.
But we actually got to get going because I'm on my way to Portland.
Lucky little beezy going to those strip clubs. And
I hate you. I'm going to go home and sleep because my throat hurts.
Yeah. Lucky. You got to leave work early?
No.
Oh.
No.
I mean, after the... Like,
oh, after work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for joining us. Again, message us on Facebook, text us, and we will be posting our list, and you can tell us what you think, and let us know what weird names you've been made fun of for as well. All that good stuff.
Woo-woo!
And so, off to get some
Yeah!
Woo!